From Nakamixon Media and Siren Records, this is Chloe and the Rex, where we explore all the music you don't know about, but should.
Oh my god, hey. Did you guys miss me? Because I didn't do this last week. Probably nobody noticed, but I just needed a day off. I needed several days off. I was a mess. You know what's really cool is, like, when you get to work and start barfing immediately, and you're the only person there, and then the UPS guy shows up, and he's like, "Oh, I caught you off guard," and I was like, "Dude, I was puking in the bathroom. I'm sorry." Fun times! Alright, so, enough about my amazing life. Actually, oh yeah, I saw The Damned on Saturday at the Stone Pony in Asbury, and have to say, I was in, like, a horrible mood, and B, Captain Sensible fell off the stage in Canada, and they had to postpone a couple dates, but then the rest of them they carried on as normal, and so he was sitting down, which, like, I mean, okay, they're old at this point, but, like, I don't know. It's really sad to see, like, a punk rock guitarist sitting down and performing. Like, oh my god. Also, we just saw them in October, and that show was, like, the best show ever, so I guess nothing will ever be as good, but whatever, it was all right. Something to do. I also saw the Black Angels, and A Place to Bury Strangers opened for them, and I'm pretty sure I talked about that band. They were fucking good. They were so loud and really cool. If you ever get a chance to see A Place to Bury Strangers, you should go do that. Good times. Okay. So, there's a bunch of, singles in the one rack that, you know, like, anytime you don't have something to do, you're supposed to, like, kind of grab a handful and try and figure out where they go and put them in their locations. So, there are things that, like, Blair, you know, like, when he was just going through everything offhand, like, he didn't know what it was with, like, just looking at it. So, that's been my job, to kind of, like, go through, what was this, on Friday I picked up a stack, and I, like, hit the jackpot of, like, weird shit, and I was playing them, like, in the store, like, over the loudspeaker, not the loudspeaker, whatever, you know, through the store, so everybody could hear it, and, yeah, it was great. So I'm gonna start off with, like, a really silly one, and this, like, it's funny, but then when I tell you about this guy, you're going to be like, ew. And this is, like, stuff that sort of happened recently. But anyway, okay, so the guy's name is Rolf Harris. Now, anytime, I've seen this single before, and it always makes me giggle, and I'll, like, take a picture of it and text it to my sister. But, there's this book series, the first, it's called Angus Songs and Full Frontal Snogging. That's the first book, and then there's even funnier titles from there on. But it's this girl, Georgia Nicholson. It's, like, her diary. She's, like, 15 or 16 when it starts out. And I don't, it's funny. Maybe if you're not a girl, you don't think it's funny, but I don't really care. So anyway, she's a British teenager who's, like, obsessed with makeup and boys and is embarrassed by her parents, which is, like, normal for teenagers, I think. But anyway, there's a glossary in the back, since she's British and she uses weird slang or talks about stuff that, like, American people probably don't know. And one of the things in the glossary is Rolf Harris. And the description makes me laugh, and it was better than anything I could find on the internet, because it's fucking funny. An Australian entertainer, not. Rolf has a huge beard and glasses. He plays the didgeridoo, which says everything in my book. He sadly has had a number of hit records, which means he is never off TV and will not go back to Australia. His records are called Timey Kangaroo Down Sport, etc. And that is actually the name of a song I'm going to play for you, Timey Kangaroo Down Sport. So, Yeah, so he's Australian. He is now 87 years old and is in prison for assaulting young women. Now, some of, I found like different things. I think what happened was, I think he assaulted more than 4 women, but he only got convicted of 12 assaults on 4 different women between 1968 and 1986, although I think it happened after that too. And this is just ones that we know of. Like I'm part of the jury, but just that, like that women came forward and they were as young as 8 or 12 years old. I keep finding different numbers, but that's gross. Even though like this didn't happen recently, like it happened when he was younger, but like a fucking 8-year-old or 12-year-old, ew. Although this one quote kind of made me laugh, even though it's not really that funny. None of the assaults involved penetrative activity. So that's good. He's apparently getting released pretty soon after serving like only half of his sentence. Apparently his wife is not doing well and he wants to be reunited with her. I mean, honestly, he's almost 90 years old. So like he'll probably die soon. So maybe it's okay. Anyway, wow. So yeah, gross old man. And, and of course most of them, or all of them, were female fans that were like asking him for an autograph. That's so weird. A male musician taking advantage of female fans. That never happens. God, I'm gonna barf. All right, so now that I've made it like horrible, I don't even want to listen to this, but it's actually funny because it's so dumb. So here's Timey Kangaroo Down Sport, and I'm sorry.
There's an old Australian stockman lying, dying. And he gets himself up onto one elbow and he turns to his mates who are gathered round and he says, "Watch me wallabies feed, mate. Watch me wallabies feed. They're a dangerous breed, mate. So watch me wallabies feed all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Keep me cockatoo cool, curl. Keep me cockatoo cool. Oh, don't go acting the fool, curl. Just keep me cockatoo cool all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. And take me koala back, Jack. Take me koala back. He lives somewhere out on the track, Mac. So take me koala back all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Let me abos go loose, Lou. Let me abos go loose. They're of no further use, Lou. So let me abos go loose all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. And mind me platypus duck, Bill. Mind me platypus duck. Oh, don't let him go running amok, Bill. Just mind me platypus duck all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Play your didgeridoo, Blue. Play your didgeridoo. Keep playing till I shoot through, Blue. Play your didgeridoo. All together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tan me hide when I'm dead, Fred. Tan me hide when I'm dead. So we tanned his hide when he died, Clyde. And that's it hanging on the shed all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down.
Yeah, so there you go. That's Rolf Harris, everybody. Perverted old man who likes to touch young ladies. And sings about fucking, not fucking kangaroos. I didn't mean that like an adjective. I mean a verb. I meant it as an adjective. Sorry. I got my grammar confused. So that's 99 cents if you wanted everybody. Come on down. All right. Here we go. Moving on to something that's less gross and weird. There's this band called the Pipkins, and this single came out in 1970. The Pipkins were a novelty duo. These two guys, Roger Greenway and Tony Burrows, they didn't write this song. But it's called "Gimme Dat Ding," and oh my god, you should have heard me laughing. I don't even know if it's that funny, because I only listened to it on Friday. But it got to number 6 in the UK, number 7 in Canada, number 9 in the US, so I guess there's something to it. The Pipkins, Gimme Dat Ding.
That's right, I'm sad and blue, cause I can't do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can't do my thing, and that's why I sing, gimme that ding.
As funny as I thought it was, but I don't care. Still think it's funny. Okay. Where am I? Okay, so that was number 2. Okay, how about, here's one that I feel like this was the disco one that I liked, but no, I don't. Whoops, I don't remember. Let's see. Okay. It's the Jones Girls. You Gonna Make Me Love Somebody Else. Yes. So the Jones Girls were three sisters from Detroit, Brenda, Valerie, and Shirley. They were backup singers for Lou Rawls, Teddy Pendergrass, Aretha Franklin, Diana Ross, Linda Clifford, Tower of Power, etc. And, yeah. I was looking and I don't, they quit at some point, but I think they kept going for kind of a long time. The one, Shirley put out a solo album in the 80s, I think. Their fourth album didn't do well, so I think it was like after that. And then, so this is sad, but two of the three are dead. Valerie died in 2001. She was only 45. From what I was able to dig up, it looked like she died from complications from alcoholism, which was because she was depressed. So that fucking sucks. Although I don't know if that's true. That was like from some... maybe I shouldn't trust it, but whatever. It was like on some message board, and this guy was like, I played bass for them a long time ago, and I know this. So if it's true, that's sad, and yeah. And then Brenda died like really recently, like a month ago, April 2017. She got hit by multiple cars kind of trying to cross the street. She was 62 years old. Like, that's fucked up. I don't know exactly the situation, but like, oh my god, I can't even imagine. And she was like going to visit her daughter. Ugh! Why is everything pissing me off today? Alright, so that's sad, but this is a good song if I remember correctly. So yeah. You're Gonna Make Me Love Somebody Else by the Jones Girls. Yeah, totally. like that song. All right. Cool. Put that one away. All right, I have one more. I might do another one after that if this is short, or I might do a couple after that. But, well, maybe I should just do these. Well, okay. I just realized on the Pipkins one, the Gimme That Ding, the B-side is not them. It's Hot Legs, and the song is called Neanderthal Man. I did not listen to this, so I have no idea what it sounds like. Let me just give you a really quick whatever I just found here. Hot Legs. Whoops. Get the fuck out of here. Hot Legs was a short-lived English band best known for its hit single Neanderthal Man in 1970. In 1972, the band was relaunched as 10cc. So, and then this, the song initially created only as a studio exercise to test drum sounds on new recording equipment, sold over 2 million copies and reached number 2 in the UK and number 22 in the US. So how about that? Let's hear what this sounds like. I have no idea what this is.
Come on.
very underwhelming. I don't know what I was expecting, but it was not that. All right. Well, anyway, that was Hot Legs. Okay, Fifi, if you want to sit with me, you have to stay still. Oh, my God. And, of course, like, all of a sudden my nose starts running out of and I'm, like, all sniffly, and I'm trying not to fucking like that into the microphone like I just did. Where am I doing? Oh, boy. It's one of those nights. Okay, so this one is the, I thought that the Gimme Dat Ding was funny when I heard it. And this one, oh my God, I couldn't stop laughing, and Blair started to think something was wrong with me. But it felt really good to laugh after having a shitty-ass day. You know what? Here's the fucking thing. This stupid... I shouldn't say anything. He's not going to listen to this. I don't know who the fuck this kid was. Some kid came in, right? And he wanted to ask questions about why some of the records were priced at 50 cents. And he starts asking the question to a guy standing behind the counter who doesn't even work there. Not that that guy would know that, so I'll forgive him for that. But then the guy pointed him to Blair, who was, like, busy doing something. Meanwhile, I'm just standing there. I mean, I was, like, receiving some records, but I'm like, yeah, hi, I can answer your questions. And the dude fucking just, like, looks at me and then turns back to Blair and keeps asking, like, repeating himself because Blair didn't hear him the first time. I'm like, oh my fucking God, like, what is wrong with you that you won't, like, ask me? I can tell you, they're fucking shitty records. That's why they're priced at 50 cents. We either get a million of them, or they're in bad condition, or it's just something that no one's ever gonna fucking buy. There you go. Answered your goddamn question, you fucking jerk. I'm so sick of it. Like, oh my God, Rocky. Yeah. Anyway, it's just very frustrating being a woman working. And I know this happens. It's not just, like, me. It's, like, everywhere. But, like, in a store like that where it's, like, a bunch of dudes, no one ever wants to talk to me. Nobody ever wants to ask me questions. Ugh, except for, like, you know, like, the, you know, town weirdos who come in to just, like, chat with me. Which is fine. I'm totally fine with that. But, like, come on. Like, why do you think I have a job there? How did I get hired if I don't fucking know anything about music? God damn it. I'm so angry right now. Oh, this has nothing to do with that. But, so this... oh my God. So this last one, I don't even know how I got started talking about that. So Rappin' Duke. Oh yeah, because I was in a bad mood because of the fucking guy. And then I put this on later. Me and Tom were giggling. It's a good time. Rappin' Duke. So it's this rapper named Sean Brown, and he was trying to rap like John Wayne. Did I say Sean Brown? I think I did. But that's the right name. I just want to make sure I actually said that. Because I was thinking John Wayne when I said Sean Brown, and I thought I might have mixed it up. And I don't know. It kind of, to me, I was like, why is he rapping like a speaking spell? But apparently he's trying to be John Wayne. And the laugh part is supposed to be like the John Wayne laugh. And here, I'll just play it for you. This is completely ridiculous, and I hope that you enjoy it.
So you think you're bad? Well, I'll tell ya, pilgrim, I started the crap. When you were in diapers and wetting the sheets, I was at the Ponderosa rapping to the beat. Da ha, da ha, da ha ha ha. Sure, I rustled some cattle and tended the sheep, but my main concern was rapping to the beat. I don't bother nobody, I'm a real nice guy, kinda laid back like a dead fly. Da ha, da ha, da ha 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 ha. Da ha, da ha, da ha 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 ha. Que pasa, amigos? Not a pasa, I see. 200 punks, well what ya gonna do? I got 2 6 shooters that'll see me through. That's 12 dead and 188 pallbearers. Da ha, da ha, da ha 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 ha. What what I do on your grave won't pass for flowers either. Now Curtis Blow, Run DMC, you haven't heard a rap till you heard it from me. I'm the baddest rapper in history, and there'll be no more after me. Da ha, da ha, da ha. Back at the ranch, Santa Barbara that is, swimming pools and movie stars. Voila, first thing you know, Ron's the president. The kinfolk said, Ron, move away from there. Said in the White House is where you ought to be. So he loaded up the Lincoln and he moved to D.C. Washington that is, politicians taking a sip, foreign dignitaries taking a trip. High tax and plenty Cadillacs. Da ha, da ha, da ha. Now you see me in my movies doing my thing, but deep in my heart I've wanted to sing. Way down up on the Swanee River, far, far away. Tit Willow, Tit Willow, Tit Willow. I don't think that's your style, but I'll tell ya, Pilgrim, I'm versatile. Aretha Franklin, Aretha Franklin, Aretha Franklin, let me rock ya, let me rock Aretha Franklin, let me rock Aretha Franklin, that's all I wanna do, Aretha Franklin. Da ha, da ha, da ha, da ha, da ha, da ha, ha. Oh, I'm feeling the groove now, Pilgrim. Over here, party over there, there's nothing to it the way we do it. Whoop, whoop, East Coast, West Coast, Texas, da-ha, da-ha, da-ha. I'm gonna rap in the East, gonna rap in the West. I'll show ya, Pilgrim, who's the best. Nothing to it the way we do it. Skibble a bebop, weebop, Scooby-Doo. Guess what, America, we love you. Da ha, da ha, da ha.
Okay, that's Rappin' Duke. And it just hit me earlier tonight when I was looking, like, researching this, and it was like, yeah, the da-ha-ha-ha thing was supposed to be, like, his laugh, like John Wayne's laugh. And I was like, oh, man, Ash that I used to work with used to call, there's a certain laugh that I do, apparently, that sounds like John Wayne. I hope to God it doesn't sound like what we just listened to, but I don't know. Anyway, the John Wayne laugh. Yeah, that's all I got, right? Yeah, Reppin' Duke. So, sorry for skipping a week. I needed the day, and I hope I made up for it today. Be back on track after this. I've got some ideas in my brain cooking in there. Yeah, I don't know. I thought I was going to say, this is shitty, but, so my band has a show coming up, but it's not like, okay, well, it's memorial benefit show for this guy, Richie, that we were friends with. I guess he died like a month ago now. it's fucked up and it's sad and like, whatever. Yeah, so we're doing a memorial show. There's three bands playing. One of them is the Riverside Odds, because those dudes, or at least a few of them, were also pretty good friends with Richie, my band, and then my guitar player's son's band. And, you know, he grew up with that guy, so it was like his uncle kind of thing. So, and they're actually really good. The Dry County Speed Queens is Jake's band. They're very good. So if you are free on Saturday, May 20th, and want to donate $10 to helping pay for all the funeral expenses and all that horrible shit that his poor mother has to deal with now. It'd be really awesome of you to come out and, you know, try and have fun, even though it's fucking shitty. I'm so tired. If I know one more person who dies from a drug overdose or bad drugs, which is what it was in that case, I'm gonna fucking lose my shit. I'm so tired of it. Stop it. Everyone stop it. Ugh! That's my PSA. Stop drugs. Make it stop. Fuck. Alright, so yeah, that's May 20th. That's all that's going on with the band for now. I'm trying to think if there's anything else happening of other bands I can bring up. Shit. I don't know. Alright, I'm going to shut up now. Thank you for listening, and sorry if I ranted a little bit, but I needed to get all that off my chest. And I'll be back next week. More fun shit. Alright, bye.
Chloe and the Racks is a Nakamixon Media podcast recorded live on location at Siren Records and produced by Stay Calm Industries. All songs are property of their respective owners. The intro-outro music is courtesy of Bobby Kennedy. If you like what you hear, please like, comment, review, and share. That's the best thing you can do for us.